www.dzfishradio.com.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Voilà, l'émission Norok va démarrer sans plus attendre.
Oui, bonsoir et bienvenue à ce programme spécial. It's a program I basically dedicated. I had arranged the theme, which the theme is the entitled Alcohol and Its Consequences. So basically it will be a voyage into alcohol intake and its results. Right, you all know what it's like to have a shitty week, and coming Friday night, the only thing you want to do is just go and have a drink because you're feeling thirsty and miserable. That was Big Black and Thirsty and Miserable from the album Damaged, which came out in 1981. Right, so once you arrive at the pub and people keep stopping you and they want to say hello and they want to chit-chat and have small talk. And the only thing you want to do is just, you want to get in and have your drink. So basically just feel like shouting, just let me in.
Let me in. I'm gonna tell you again. Oh, baby, let me in. Yeah.
c'était Midnight Evils et le morceau Let Me In de l'album Break It Down de 2005. So, once you get in the pub, what do you start with? Why not a whiskey?
The greatest thing above and no one knows it. The world will look at me. I don't meet Samurai Cranston. He's tricky, he is here. He never give you hits in the sofa. As we need to hurry back.
Can et Tango Whiskey Man de l'album Tago Mago de 1971. Some call it whiskey, some call it scotch, and some call it boob scotch.
Hey, you got your boob in my scotch. Ooh. talking blues, guys. Can't be bothered or can. Blues, guys. Make a drink of blue better, man. Stir it up, 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 stir it.
C'était Bob Log III et Bob Scotch de l'album Log Bomb de 2003. Et bon, après un peu de whisky, peut-être qu'il faut passer au vin parce que bon, on sait qu'est-ce que ça donne quand on reste toute une soirée au whisky, hein, Tristan. Bon, du coup, on va passer au vin. For those the wine drinkers.
In New Orleans where everything's fine, all of them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess to their delight. And when they get high, they start singing all night, drinking wine's for the only drink wine. Wine's for the only drink wine. Wine's for the only drink wine. Hey, is that bottle to me, drinking that mess to their delight. And when it gets rough, they start fighting all night, knocking down windows and kicking down doors, by the gallons and screaming for more. Drinking wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Is that bottle to me? Hi! Hi! Papa Lucy, Sweet Lucy. If you want to get along in some strange town, buy some wine and pass it around. All of them cats will think you fine. All of them cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Pass that bottle to me. I've got a nickel, if you got a dime, let's get together and buy some wine. Some by the fifth, some by the quart. When you buy blackberry, you're doing things smart. Drinking wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's for the only drink wine.
Wine.
Give that bottle to me. Hi, hi, hi.
Wine, wine.
Wine, wine. Wine, wine.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's a fool
in the corner crying. I say, a little old wine drink of me. I came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago her broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me. A little old wine drink of me.
That was Dean Martin and a little old wine drinker me. From one of these compilations, the very, very best of, which came out in 1998. I was tempted to choose Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood Summer Wine, but considering Dean Martin was much more of a wine drinker, I thought it was more appropriate to choose this one. And before that, that was Wynonna Harris, and the track was called Drinking Wine, Spodod, from the album All She Wants to Do Is Rock, which came out in 1949. Right, beer after wine makes you feel fine. Thank you. C'était Jürgen Pape, un morceau qui s'appelle Ofterswang. Well, I chose this track because it's got this beer festival vibe to it. I don't know what the title means. If someone, Almanophone, Germanophone, know, they can tell us. By the way, you can write to us. Vous pouvez nous envoyer des dédicaces. Je rappelle pour ceux qui nous ont rejoints plus tard, c'est un programme dédié à l'alcool et à ses effets. Du coup, je disais que c'était un morceau d'un compil Total 10 du label Compact, sorti en 2009. As I said, it may have nothing to do with drinking whatsoever, but it just feels right. Anyway, the state you're in, everything goes. And some people would like a shot with a beer, so why not a bit of tequila? C'était Head of David, un morceau Tequila de l'album Dust Bowl sorti en 1986. Right, now, who's up for some drinking games? of course, the drinking games always get you drunk, gallon drunk even. Bien évidemment, c'était Gallon Drunk avec le morceau Gallon Drunk. Et c'est sorti en 92 sur un album qui s'appelle You, the Night and the Music. Et avant ça, les Faux Furieux, c'était Agoraphobic Nosebleed. Et le morceau Drinking Games, l'album Frozen Corpse Stuffed with Dope, which is something which should be avoided, in my opinion. Bon, another way, a more polite way to say drunk would be intoxicated man.
I try to fit too strong a drink in, I spy elephants of pink in the pattern on the left lapel of my dressing gown, the creatures on the carousel of my living. You sigh and tell me what you're thinking. You're like a violet that is shrinking into the pattern left lapel of my dressing gown, spinning on the carousel of my living.
Harvey et un morceau qui s'appelle Intoxicated Man, de l'album Intoxicated Man. Évidemment, c'est un morceau écrit par Serge Gainsbourg. Cet album, il est sorti en 1995. Mick Harvey, pour ceux qui ne connaissent pas, il fait partie aussi de Bad Seeds, fidèle de Bad Seeds, et même avant ça, dans le Birthday Party. D'ailleurs, à propos du Birthday Party, peut-être vous savez que le guitariste est décédé récemment. Son nom m'échappe. Bah, il était jeune, 40 ans, 43 ans, je crois. Bon, revenons à nos affaires. On continue avec un morceau qui s'appelle Drunken Sailor de Freddie McKay.
Thank you.
That was Freddie McKay and the track called Drunken Sailor from the album Studio One Dub Volume 2, which came out in 2007. I chose that track because I just love the recurring joke when the old ship captain is getting the sailors drunk in order to recruit them. Now, it's all good fun. Getting drunk is just the problem starts when children are present.
มันมากันแล้วล่ะวะเฮ้ย
อะไรมาล่ะเพื่อน
ไอ้ลุง
ลุง
ไอ้หอยโหนสิมันจะมาอย่างเราลุงกินเห็นมั้ยน่ะ
โอ้ยมันคนละเรื่องกันแล้วล่ะพี่
เอาลุง
ลุง
c'était Pipe Prom Dam de un morceau qui s'appelle Lung K di Mao, traduisant Uncle Lee is drunk, l'oncle Lee est bourré, de l'album Thai Pop Spectacular 1960-1980, une compil sortie en 2007. Right, the problems usually start when you try to chat someone up. So this is Ball Boy and a track called I Wonder Whether You're Drunk Enough to Sleep With Me Tonight.
A fear of failure won't hold me back from hoping someday you'll be mine. A fear of failure won't hold me back from hoping someday I'll be right. And I will write my name upon you, take you home to bed and keep you warm through the darkest night. And I wonder if
kiss me like you mean it this time.
You know, when I think about it, I'm pretty sure that everybody deserves. What's your name?
Joy.
Joy.
Yeah.
Are you French?
Yeah.
Do you want some scent?
A gin tonic. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, excuse me. Two gin tonic, please. You know, Joy, I gotta tell you something. You know, I gotta tell you that everybody deserves to be fucked. You know, everybody here deserves to be fucked. You know, everybody should. You know, his son himself or herself. You know, everybody, girls and boys, you know, here deserve that. You know, because everybody deserves to be fucked. You get that? You know, like the thing is, everybody's saying to you what you have to do and what you don't have to do. The thing is, like, everybody needs it, everybody needs to be free. Cause you know, that's the point, you know. We're living in time now, you know, where everybody's saying that you have the right or no, you know. But just free yourself, fucking free yourself, you know. It's your time, it's your turn, you know. Just like, everybody deserves to be fucked. Everybody deserves.
Speak for yourself, mate. I think the DJ is great. C'était Sex in Dallas, le morceau Everybody Deserves to be Fucked. En traduisant, tout le monde mérite d'être baisé. Bon, if this chatting up works, you may, if you're lucky enough, you may end up at her place having some oysters and wine.
I'll be quickly pass by and finish me. Have whistled and whined that tear be how
I could have
friend Horacio in Tijuana liked that because he appreciated the 1929 song I dedicated him last week. This is an even older one. It's actually recorded, I'm not sure, between 1900 and 1913 when Paul Camilla, who was actually singing, there was Paul Camilla and the, what are they called again? The Old South Quartet from a compilation called The Earliest Negro Vocal Quartets 1894 to 1928, Volume 1. C'est ça, je vais répéter en français parce que c'est vraiment intéressant. C'est un des très vieux morceaux, une compile qui s'appelle, comme je disais, voilà, je répète pas le titre, mais c'est un morceau qui a été enregistré, je suis pas sûr, entre 1900 et 1913. Paul Camilla est décédé en 1913, du coup, c'était forcément enregistré avant. The Old South Quartet, ils ont continué après, ils ont fait une autre version du même morceau, le morceau qui s'appelait à propos Laughing Song, la version ultérieure s'appelait Oysters and Wine at 2 a.m. Right, if that chatting, all this chatting up didn't work, which, let's be honest, it's far more likely, the next best thing you do when you're all of a sudden you're bursting is just go for a piss.
Behold, y'all, the digital vats of urine.
Drink up, bitches! Taste our liquid gold.
You must respect yourself, forced you wreck yourself.
Hey, man, you made a run!
Yes, it is, for I am a rap god from beyond the moon.
Everybody talking about pistols, gats is boring. Came with a new topic to flip you, vats of urine. All pro, check the stats, the style scoring. While you at it, double check that cristal you're pouring. Born of the pleads and needs of peeing geniuses. Broads don't see it since they don't got these conveniences. Thank God you's not a hoe in the studio. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Before you flow, make sure you practice or you're losing. You don't wanna miss and let the cactus get the oozing. If any contestant splash, he's disqualified. Even if one drip should slide down the bottle side. Put a bum in an even better pickle. Reality show, how far will you go to get a nickel? Let alone a buck. Listen by the window, you can hear him moaning, yuck. Remember, tomorrow is garbage day. It's not the kind of stuff you wanna save and harbor away. Once it gets ripened and fermented, it takes on a bouquet that, as you say, is naturally scented. Tempted by an empty can of Guinness, or waiting until we get there, say 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah, when it's fresh, it's sterile. Some say digestible, even edible. If you were stranded out to sea alone and in trouble, survive dehydration, guzzle your own cupful. Someday you may even show your son how to use it to make potassium nitrate for gunpowder. Funded by friends of ours who's generous. Join us next time when we discuss disgusting enemas.
He's like a rap god. He's like a big log that you find in your toilet.
For real.
Bow down and suck his knees.
And I am about to kick it all up in here.
Stand by for kicking.
I am the kicker, not you. You kick elsewhere.
This sucks, man. I'm bored.
Me too.
C'était Danger Doom and the track called Vats of Urine from the album called The Mouse and the Mask, which came out in 2005. Right, so after coming back from the toilet, the girl you're trying to chat up has gone off with someone else, and you think, well, fuck it, I might as well have another drink. It's just that, as it happens, you've run out of cash.
Brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home. Oh, brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home.
I am the captain of my fate. 'Tis the bit, the bridle, and the thrashing cane. The stirrup, the harness, and the whip and mane. The pickled eye, and the shrink and brave. Brother, explain the nature of my pity. Let me tell you once again, I am the captain of my pain.
My cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home.
I cannot blame it all on her. To blame her I would be a lie. For many a night I lay awake, I wish that I could watch her die. See her accusing fingers burn. See flies swarm a hateful eye. To watch her groaning in the dirt. See her clicking tongue crack dry.
Brother, buy me one more drink. One more drink of that goodbye.
Don't mock me when I say let's drink one more before I die.
Brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey. I have to go home.
I've been sliding down on rainbows. I've been swinging from the stars. And this wretched beggar's clothing bangs his cup across the bars. Look, this cup of mine is empty. Since I've misplaced my desires. Since I'm sweeping up the ashes. I've all my former fires. So brother, be a brother. Fill this tiny cup of mine. Please make it a whiskey. I have no head for wine.
Brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home. Oh, brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home.
I counted on my blessings, but I counted only one. One tiny little blessing, and now that blessing's gone. So buy me one more drink, my brother, and I'll take it to the road. Yes, I'll take it to the rain. And I'll take it to the snow. Oh, my friend, my only brother, do not let the party grieve. Yeah, throw a dollar on the bar. Now kiss my ass and leave.
Brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey, I have to go home. Brother, my cup is empty and I haven't got a penny. But I buy no more whiskey.
Go home. c'était Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Brother My Cup is Empty, de l'album Harry's Dream qui est sorti en 1992. Ah oui, c'est si vieux que ça. Right, so basically, you're out of cash. You get that drink somehow because someone feels sorry for you, and so he buys you a drink. Somehow it doesn't seem to go down anymore. Or if it does come, does go down, it comes back straight back out. So you're feeling sick again. Coach Whips, I drank what? C'est forcément quand on vomit, c'est toujours la faute de la bière. La bière était périmée, c'est jamais notre faute. Et avant ça, c'était Harry Pussy, Sick Again, d'un album qui s'intitule très joliment You'll Never Play This Town Again. Et je peux vous dire que, ouais, en écoutant l'album, ça ne m'étonne pas. You never play this town again, ça se traduit, vous n'allez plus jamais jouer dans cette ville. Bon, on était où? Bon, after the closing time, by now everyone's gone, you're alone in the street, and you feel like you're dying, so you just, all of a sudden, you have this impression you hear the death sound.
hear that death sound, baby. Oh, like an echo in my brain. Hear that death sound, baby. Oh, like an echo in my brain. Well, there's a part of us dying. You know, these things will never be the same. I'll never be. I feel the black nails are pounding now. Yes, into the coffin of our love. I feel the black nails are pounding now. Yes, into the coffin of our love. Our ending day. Yeah, the time sands keep falling towards our ending day. I see the minutes chase and the hours.
C'était Country Joe and the Fish de l'album Electric Music for Body and Mind, et le morceau s'appelle Death Sound, album sorti en 1967. Death Sound, well, some would say better dead than naked in France. I was naked in France. Hasn't happened to me yet, but it's always time. C'est un morceau qui s'appelle Naked in France, Nu en France, d'un groupe qui s'appelle Noxagd de Norvège. C'était dans un album qui s'appelle The Iron Point, sorti en 2004. Bon, the best part of all is that we never remember the bad things.
What are you gonna talk about? You don't even know your own name, you stupid dickhead.
Huh? Can you remember your mother's name or what she looks like? Or how about where you were born? Don't you have any happy childhood memories? Do you even know who you are?
Simulated experience, a fantasy.
Look,
This is the photo you showed to your co-worker. What do you see?
I had a picture of her. She was there. She was smiling like an angel.
What's her name? How old is she? Where'd you meet your wife and when did you marry her? I'm sorry to put you through this, man. Come on. Who do you see?
This is all a lie. What happens? Will I get my old memory back?
Your original memory will never be fully restored, and there might be residual simulation. We don't have the technology yet to handle Cymex erasures. I'm sorry.
C'était Sonic Zap Junkies, le morceau « Do You Even Know Who You Are » de l'album Molotov Lounge, sorti en 1999. C'est vrai qu'on ne fait plus de hardcore comme ça. C'est vrai que je n'ai jamais été dans cet état, et heureusement d'ailleurs. Bon, so, if you're lucky enough to survive this coma, you'll probably be more than happy when you realize you can breathe. So this is the first breath after coma and explosions in the sky, and it's for Chris if he listens. There was explosions in the sky, and the track called First Breath After Coma. I had dedicated this to Chris, but not that Chris has ever been in a coma. From the album The Earth Is Not a Cold Dead Place, which came out in 2003. Bon, si t'as survécu le coma, t'as de la chance, tu te trouves, tu sais pas où, tu te promènes en ville et tout d'un coup, tout est beau. Et le morceau suivant, c'est vraiment un très beau morceau d'ailleurs, ça s'appelle A Beautiful Place by Robert Wyatt.
Oh look, there's a dead rabbit, all flat, like completely flat, so curly headed. Oh, there's another one. In the gutter. Ah, it's one of those polystyrene boxes, that's all. Take away. Oh, there's a chip in there. Well, if you didn't really want to finish the chip, that's unusual. I've been walking for hours, needed a rest. Take a good look around, nowhere to rest. There's a shop selling gentlemen's suits. Further along, an estate agent or two, and a takeaway sign over a dusty door. Shiny photos of food, slightly microwaved. It's a Methodist hall. No smoking, no dogs. Looks pretty grim in the Methodist hall, despite a poster which says that he's there for us all, and it's a beautiful day for walking away. Beautiful day. Not here.
That was Robert Wyatt, Sir Robert Wyatt. A Beautiful Place was the track title from the album Comic Opera album, which was voted in 2008, I think, the best album of the year. Right. Anyway, when you get back home, your wife and girlfriend rightly gives you a mouthful. Because you promised her not further than last week that you say, oh, I'm going to see you're going to stop drinking. So I know all you can mutter is say, well, at least I tried.
Well, I tried. Well, I tried the best I could. Well, I tried. Well, I tried the best I could. Oh, yeah. Well, I did. Did the best I could. But you just won't change. Didn't think you would. Will I try? Will I try the best I could? Could have been gone. Could have been gone. But I stayed around. Could have been gone.
did wrong. Love should. Will I try? Will I try the best I could? I did. Oh yeah, I did.
C'était Screaming Joe Jay Hawkins de l'album Spells and Potions. C'est une de compil qui est sortie en 2000 et le morceau s'appelle Well I Tried. Bon, j'ai essayé. Ce que j'ai fait, j'ai essayé de faire un petit introduction pour ceux qui ne boivent pas, mais ça m'étonnerait, sur l'alcool et ses effets. J'espère que ça vous a plu. Le prochain programme dédié à un thème, ça va être peut-être dans un mois. C'est trop de boulot pour faire ça toutes les semaines. Du coup, la semaine prochaine, ça va être un programme normal, on va dire. Bon, je voudrais remercier Arnaud, bien sûr, pour son soutien technique. Et voilà, et à la semaine prochaine. Et merci à vous pour écouter. Thank you all for listening. See you all next time, same place at the same time.